Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to
everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. I strongly advise that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Thank you, thank you, and good morning, everybody, everywhere. This is February 2022 on the 16th, and I'm hoping that each one of you had some kind of enjoyment on the 14th on Valentine's Day. I'm hoping that somebody showed you some kind of love, and if they didn't, that's what we try to do on this program, is try to show you some kind of love every morning, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, to let you know that Jesus loved you, he died for you, and he's coming again, and we at the Grace Free Church of Christ love you, and we appreciate you being on this program as well. And so we do welcome everybody everywhere in our program today. Those who made prayer requests prior to my coming on, like on Mondays and Tuesdays, sometime on Thursdays and Fridays, Sister Brenda up in Detroit, and Sarah Parson in Paducah, Kentucky, and also many others who are on this program, Jayla and all of them. We hope that everybody's doing just fine on this particular day. You know, when I thought about it years ago, I wished I had the sense to know what we want to talk about this morning is that ye are the body of Christ. Ye are the body of Christ. Many are going back to worship services. Matter of fact, some have never stopped, even though their attendance has fallen way off, because they do have some on streaming on Facebook and some other on WebEx and all that kind of stuff, to where that they are communicating with their people. But still, even though we are separated from that kind of a situation, we are still the body of Christ. We are still one in Christ. We still function as one body. But I want you to know in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 gives us, an overall view and a beautiful connection between every member in the church. I just wish back in my younger days in preaching, I would have ignored some of my older guys who would say, all you need is just the Bible. All you need is just the gospel. Well, that within itself was okay, but that in itself was not true, because we did not cover everybody in the body of Christ. We did not make everybody in the church part of the church. Some people began to fade out, and some of us never made connection with our young people or our young adults or our teenagers and things of that sort. And so for that reason, I wish I had never listened to them, because there was a lot of criticism about some of our mega congregation churches of Christ, and we didn't have many. Matter of fact, we only had two. When I was coming up, we didn't have about three. We didn't have about three churches. Madison Church of Christ in Nashville, Tennessee, was one of the largest, with about 8,000 members. And then, of course, Figueroa, at the time when I came in church, they had about 3,000 to 4,000 members. And so some of those people, churches were frowned upon. I don't know why they must have thought they was doing something wrong, but I found out they was doing something right. It's because they covered everybody in the church. Why? Because every member of the body of Christ needed some kind of a care. But we just said, all we did back in the old days was pretty much just stuck with hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized, and that was just about it. And the reason why did I know that is because there were many congregations who built some buildings with no parking space. I visited a congregation one time up in Kentucky, and this church, all it had was just the church parking, just the church. Around them was a service station, a bank, and a couple other businesses, and they used their parking lot on Sundays when it was closed, because the brother said that the church was not in buying land and things of that sort, wasn't in real estate. That was a sad mistake. And you can still go down the road now and you see congregations where it says the Church of Christ meet here or something of that sort, and all they have is just just one bit, no classroom. It's like a little house on the prairie. All the classrooms is in one room. First grade to the 12th grade sat in the same room. That was a bad mistake. And because we all, there was many things for entire bodies to do. Listen to what 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning with verse number 12. He says, "For the body is one and hath many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. For by one Spirit were they all baptized into the one body, whether that be Jew, Greek, whether that be bond or free, have been all made to drink of that one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I am not the head, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, am I not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? Verse 17, if the whole body were the eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling be? But now hath God set many members, every one of them in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if they were all one member, where would the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. The eye cannot say unto the head, I have no need of thee, nor again the head to the feet, that I have no need of you. And this passage right here, boy, is one, verse number 22. I'm gonna have to come up with a lesson on this right here, because I can remember my mother saying, we just don't have no lessons on senior citizens. We don't have no lessons on how the church functions or God or anything like that. And when I thought about it years ago, that was pretty much the truth, because most of our senior citizens were pushed to the side as if they had no need. But let's continue to look at this scripture. What he says in verse number 22, he said, "Nay, much more, these members are of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary." And then he said, "And these members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these, we bestow more abundant honor." And he says, "And then our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness." And matter of fact, even in our regular bodies, we're born with two kidneys, but after we mature and everything, then we can give one of them away. We can give one away. In verse number 25, he says, and that there should be no more schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one from another. I mean, I'm talking about in the church from cradle roll to the grave. I'm talking the church that you attend. Do they have any functions and activities from the cradle to the grave? Don't have all first, second, third, fourth grade in with all the teenagers. That don't work. And then when our senior citizen, I used to have a senior citizen program when I was in Paducah, and we did a lot of things. Sometimes we'd go to lunch, or sometimes we'd go visit another church that maybe we are supporting, or things of that sort. Don't cut off your nose in spite of your face. The church that you go to right now, do they have programs from the cradle to the grave, meaning that they make every member feel like that they actually still fit in that congregation? One of the problems that we had was that this one person did not have the knowledge or the intelligence to cover all of those areas. That's why preachers, when they get elders or when they get deacons, they need to cover a particular area that they have a skill in. Most preachers that I knew when I was coming up, they were sort of young preachers, you know, in their 20s, 25, 30, whatever it might be. You didn't have a clue about what a senior citizen's needs were. Matter of fact, you didn't even have a clue what the women's needs were, you know, other than your wife or whatever. But I'm just talking about there were no programs for women. There was no separate Bible class. It was all made to be in that one big old Bible class, which was all women to start with. That's the crazy thing. We would not let a woman have their own Bible class, and yet we didn't have no men in the Bible class that was supposed to be the General Assembly. There must always women. We have failed in that part. So preachers, you need to get people in areas that know some about those areas and know some about the senior citizens, what they need, know some about what the women need, know some about what the teenagers need, and what your cradle role and all that kind of stuff need. We just did not have people who were scattered out like that, and that was a sad mistake. And sometimes that's the reason why some of our congregations this very day on February 2022 on the 16th, that's why we are still tiny, is because we still have not reached. I've had some people when they was getting ready, said we're going to install four elders. I said, what are they going to do? They said, well, we don't know yet. We're going to work it out. Listen, you don't install nothing until you already know what that need is, whether it's a deacon, whether it's an elder, whether it's a song leader, or whoever it might be. The need and the function already has to be there. We have over the years failed. I would encourage everybody in your congregation, find somebody who knows what that particular area needs, so that they can continue to grow. And don't you be worried about what it's going to do with the other parts of the services. We have just failed in that area. And then finally, that verse says, in verse number 27, he says, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. We are the body of Christ and members in particular. All of us have a function in the church. We just need to find somebody who can help us with our function so that the church continues to grow, and quit putting all of our eggs in one basket. Father, as we go through this day, give us strength that we might carry out. Be with those who are bereaved at this time. May we be a blessing to them. Be with those who are on this program who didn't have an opportunity to make a prayer request today. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And have a super-duper week. And we are the body of Christ, and members in particular.